Geula Shechina was only once in the history of the world, and it was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu only revealed himself and spoke to the generation who was present there. So the Chachamim tell us that this is not the case, that the Aseres HaDibros were proclaimed and spoken to all of us, to all of the Jewish people throughout all the generations. Rashi in his commentary on Chumash on Parshas Yisro comments on the pasuk, "L'sasuk malacha ato avincha v'itecho." So Rashi says that ato. Rashi quotes to the Tanoim that the expression ato refers to all of us today. It's not that it only refers to the people who are present at Maamar HaSinai. We are obligated to observe Shabbos because we are included in Bincha B'Techa. No, we are Ato. So who's Bincha B'Techa? So Rashi says, V'Ktanim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is only speaking to those who have passed Bar Mitzvah, or Bas Mitzvah. And Bincha B'Techa is referring to our children. We have the Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, where Moshe Rabbeinu repeats again the same idea. He says, he's not only speaking to the people who are alive in that generation, those who are standing on their 2 feet today, those were the people who were alive at that time. It doesn't say Imanu, doesn't say Omeid. So the Tanaim can't say Yom because they weren't even born yet. That's a reference to the Doros HaAsidim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says that the Bris that he's making, the covenant that he's making with the Jewish people, and the Diburim, the Gilui Shechina that he's speaking to all of the Klal Yisrael, he's not only speaking to the people who are alive at that time, he's speaking to all of the Jews who will be born in all the future generations. This is how the Targum Onkelos understands the Pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan. The Pasuk says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Aseres HaDibros at HaSinai, it was a kol gadol v'lo yosof, it was a booming voice, v'lo yosof. So how do you translate v'lo yosof? So Rashi points out that Targum Onkelos translates v'lo yosof, v'lo pasak. The voice that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke in Har Sinai didn't end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on speaking to all of us and all the future generations. I was just reading an article in the Jewish Week, which is basically not an Orthodox newspaper. So they have some essay by some conservative woman there. So she says she believes that God is still speaking to us in our generation, and therefore she didn't want to send her daughter to a certain camp. She asked whether they what do they do for the children in the camp. So they make sure that the boys put on talis and tefillin every day. So she said, and what about the girls? The girls don't have to put on talis and tefillin. So she's not going to send her daughter to that camp. So she believes that God is speaking to us in all of the generations. And in our generation, God is telling us that the women should have the same obligation as the men. No gender difference. We, the Orthodox, also believe that God is speaking to us in all the generations. That's what all the Chazal tell us, how they interpret all the Pesukim and the Chumash. But not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing all the laws of the Torah. We believe one of the principles of our faith is it says in the Chumash that these mitzvahs apply it says forever and ever for all the generations. We believe Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNevim. What that means is that if another prophet will come and say that God revealed himself to me and told me that the laws of the Torah no longer apply, I got it the Nevuah. So we know the Bevadoah says in Novi HaSheker. No such thing as another Navi. God is not going to reveal himself and say that I changed my mind, that the laws of the Torah don't apply anymore. But we do believe, as the Pasuk says in Shiraz Devaira, Pasuk says, Yivchar lihim chadashim, oz lochim shorim, moginim erov, aroimach barboi melech b'Yisrael. So the simple translation of the Pasuk is, when the Jewish people chose to worship Avodah Zarah, Yivchar lihim chadashim, loshon chol, when the Jews worshipped Avodah Zarah, so we were punished. Oz lachim shorim. God caused Muhammad to come into Eretz Yisrael. Not that the Muhammad was somewhere else. No, the Muhammad was in our cities in Eretz Yisrael. And the Jewish people were not prepared for this war. The Jewish people didn't have any weapons. They weren't prepared for the war. So that's the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. The Medrash has an additional level of interpretation, where the Pasuk is telling us, Yivchar alekim chadashim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates Chidushei Torah. So because the Rabbanu Shel Olam enjoys Chidushin Torah, that's why the Jewish people want to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy kibayachol. So that's why the Jewish people are Reisik, Oz Lachim Shorim. We are Reisik in Melchamta Shel Torah. We fight, it's called Melchamta Shel Torah. The Rabbanu fight among themselves until they come up with Chidushin. The Rabbanu Shel Olam appreciates Chidushin. Shinuyim is one thing and Chidushim is a different thing. Zos HaTorah Lo Si Mukhlefes, God says He's not going to change the laws of the Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi. The Navi Malachi says that God doesn't change. Everything that He created in the world changes. The whole world keeps on changing. The whole Teva keeps on changing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm the one who created everything. Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi. The Rabbanu Shel Olam is not subject to change. We believe that the mitzvahs of the Torah are a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. So that's why Los HaTorah Lo Si Mukhlefes. That's why the Torah doesn't change either. But there's a big difference between change and Chidush. Chidush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does appreciate. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosaf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues in our generation to give His Gilui Shechina to the Tzadikim, to the Talmid Chachamim who are learning His Torah, to come up with Chidushim. And a chidush is not the same as a shinoi. A chidush means that it's based on the midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Bem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeh HaDova Shatziv HaShem, He gave him direct dictation, word for word and letter for letter, of the Torah Shebichtav. And then He also told him, Koy Amar HaShem. The Gemara says that Rashi and Chumash quotes this beginning of Parshas Matos, that Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy was on a higher level than that of the other prophets. The other prophets can never say Zeh HaDova Shatziv HaShem. The other Nevi'im can't claim that they got direct dictation. The Novi would see a chazon and a chalom and a mare. He would have a dream of a vision, and then he would interpret the vision using his own words. And even if two Nevi'im would be shown the same vision, the same mare hachalom, each one would have to interpret it using his own expression. So that's why Yecheskel HaNavi has certain expressions, Yirmiyah HaNavi has certain expressions, Yeshayah HaNavi has certain expressions. Each one says in his own Lashonis, Beruach HaKadosh Asher Olav, he interprets the Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only Navi who, in addition to getting Koy Amar HaShem, he got sometimes a Nevuah Shelo Baspekloria HaMeira. He also got Nevuah Baspekloria HaMeira. He also got Nevuah, which is direct dictation. When did Moshe Rabbeinu have Koy Amar HaShem? So the Psukim in Chumash have, when Moshe Rabbeinu, Kedushas Levi points out, when Moshe Rabbeinu got a Hayroa Shoah, when he was told that Koy Amar HaShem B'chatzos Al Ani Yotzei B'Sof Mitzroim, Emeiz Kol B'chor B'eretz Mitzroim. That's not one of the Taryag Mitzvahs of Torah. So then, Moshe Rabbeinu's level of prophecy was the same as the other prophets. It was Baspekloria Shenemir. He saw a chalom, a chazon, and he interpreted it using his own words. That's Koy Amar HaShem. Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Taryak Mitzvah HaTorah, then he was given direct dictation. Zeh HaDavar, direct dictation, word for word, letter for letter. So some point out, some Gedolim point out, that this expression, Koy Amar HaShem, there's also an allusion to the whole Torah Shebal Peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter a Torah Shebal Peh. He gave certain ideas to be understood in every generation slightly differently. That's how the expression appears in the Maseches Sofrim, where they quote from the Tanoim that if the Rabbanu Shel Olam would have given the entire Torah, everything would have been Charusa, everything would be like Choros al Aluchas, everything would be engraved, etched in stone. There wouldn't be any room for a Moira HaRot to paskin any Shaila. In every generation, the Chachamim have to paskin according to the understanding that they have. In that generation, to paskin according to their understanding what the din should be. So that's all based on the Torah Shebal Peh. And we believe that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a siyai to the Shemaya, to the Talmid Chachamim, in every generation to paskin properly. That's how the Gemara says, why do we rely on the Pesukim given by the Rabbanim in every generation? So the Gemara quotes the Pesuk from Ksuvim, that the Pesuk says, Sod Hashem Lirei V'Vriso Lohodiyam. The Gemara says, Sod Hashem Lirei, if a person is a Yirei Shamayim, and he's knowledgeable, so we assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal the Sod to him of the Torah Shebal Peh, how to paskin properly in any given situation. The Chazal point out that the Iker Krisa Bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the Jewish people was not so much on the Torah Shebichtav, but rather on the Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach quotes the Pasuk in Chumash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ksov lecha es hadvarim ha'ela," I want you to write down the Torah Shebichtav. Despite the fact that the Torah Shebichtav is really open for all the Umos HaOlam to read, That's how the Gemara says that when Yeshua ben Nun took the Jewish people over the Yarden, and they had to write Kol HaTarukula Bayer Hekev, they had to write everything in translation so it should be available for the Ummah Soilam, that all the nations of the world should be able to read the Torah Shebichzav. The thing that's unique to the Bnei Yisrael is the Torah Shebal Peh. So that's how the rabbis had a tradition, that's how they understood the Pasuk in Chumash. I want you to write down the Torah Shebichzav, ki has different meanings. So here the word ki means despite the fact. Ki al pi hadvarim ha'ela karati itcha bris v'esisod. Despite the fact that the Kriis's bris is really in connection with the Torah Shebal Peh, not so much with the Torah Shebichzav. Torah Shebichzav is open for all the nations of the world to read. Despite the fact that the Iker Kriis's bris is really on the Torah Shebal Peh, nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Moshe Rabbeinu to write the Torah Shebichzav. The Chachamim have such a comment also in connection with the Pasuk, which introduces the Aseres HaDibros. The Pasuk reads, Vaydabar Lakim as Kol HaDvarim Ho'ela Leymar. So the Chazal understand whenever the word Kol appears that it's a ribuy. It's marked as something more than one would see at face value. So here, what you have at face value is the proclamation of the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokech, and so on. But the Pasuk says, Vaydabar Lakim as Kol HaDvarim. So Kol, the Gemara says in the beginning of Chagigah, and the Midrashim say Kol means even the opinions of Bishama and Bisilu, even conflicting opinions. That's why we say that Eilu v'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. That the areas in Torah Shebal Peh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, Yaita Dishmai, to the Tamir HaChamim, and every generation to Paskin, according to the way they understand. And Lucha L'Shefet Shebi Amecho. Rav Moshe Feinstein has many tshuvas where he disagrees with the Nodi Yehuda, he disagrees with the Chasam Seif, he disagrees with Rav Chaim Oizer. So many years ago, there was a rabbi in the New York area who published a sefer where he attacked Rav Moshe Feinstein fiercely as being a very arrogant person. Those who remember Rav Moshe Feinstein, he didn't die so long ago. You don't have to be so old to remember Rav Moshe. He was the epitome of humility. Rav Moshe Feinstein, so this rabbi attacked Rav Moshe Feinstein, was so arrogant. He thought that he was more knowledgeable than the Chasam Sofer, than the Rebbe Yehuda, and Rav Chaim Oizer, and the Vilna Gaon, that he thinks he has a right to disagree. So Moshe said, I don't think that I know how to learn better than the Chasam Sofer. I don't think I'm smarter than the Rebbe Yehuda. But the Halacha says, Ein lecha l'shef, it should be amecha. The Rabbanim in every generation, if they're qualified, underlining that statement, if they're qualified, if they're entitled to an opinion, very often Rabbanim are not entitled to an opinion. And laymen are certainly not entitled to opinion. This woman who writes her essay in the Jewish week is certainly not entitled to an opinion. But if a person is knowledgeable and is entitled to an opinion because he knows how to function with the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem, then he's entitled and obligated to express his honest to goodness opinion, even if he has to disagree with the Chasam Sofer, even if he has to disagree with the Nodi Yehuda. That's what we mean by Dabar Lakim Es Kol HaDvarim Ho'ela Leymar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on Kol Godol V'lo Yosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on revealing himself to the tzaddikim in every generation, to the talmid chachamim in every generation, that they should express their opinion according to what they understand is correct. The halacha is very dynamic. It's not static. It's not that Rabbi Shalom gave a Torah so many thousands of years ago, and it's an old stale Torah, and we're just trying to figure out what it says there in the Torah. It's very dynamic. In every generation, talmid chachamim come up with big chidushim. Very relevant. Halacha l'maisa, sometimes chumras and sometimes kulas. Whatever a person is led to understand is the correct halacha. So that's if the person is qualified. That's the, we assume so. Hashem l'rev. The Rebbeinu Shalom is guiding such an individual to paskin properly. We have the pasuk in the end of Aichulu that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the 6 days of Bereshis. And the pasuk concludes, "Ashabara lekim la'asos." So it's a difficult pasuk. What does it mean, "Ashabara lekim la'asos"? So the Ibn Ezra interprets on the pasuk, "Ashabara lekim," HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the world, "la'asos," that mankind should, the men should pick up on the teva. People should learn all the secrets of physics and chemistry and biology and so on, and they should use everything in the world in order to develop. We make airplanes and we make fax machines and so on. Make all of these things and we figure out cures for all of the sicknesses. That's all based on what Hashem created in Sheishis Mei Breishis. All of that is what the pasuk means. Hashabar lekim la'asos. So the Gedolim points out that the same is true regarding Liman HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established, He gave us a Torah Shebichzav. He gave us Zeh HaDovah Shetziv Hashem. He gave us dictated the text word for word and letter for letter. Moshe Rabbeinu was given direct dictation. And then he gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaSfem, how to develop halachas. And the Chachamim have the right and the obligation to develop the halachas in every generation. So just like in the world of Teva, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants that the mankind should develop the Teva, people should learn all the secrets of the Teva in order to be able to come up with Chidushim. So too in the Olam HaTorah, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants that the Talmid HaChachamim in every generation should study the laws of the Torah and utilize the Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaSfem in order to come up with Chidushim, in order to understand in every generation, according to the Seichel of that generation, what the Halacha should be. Chavetz Chaim points out that the Tanoim had an understanding that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, B'dibra Piv, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Basar Mamaris Nivra Ha'olam, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created everything by making statements, Yihyor, Yihi Rakia, and so on and so forth. So the Tanoim understood whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created originally in Sheish Yismei Bereishis, B'mayma Piv, so that was healthier and stronger and better than all of the toldos and the toldos toldos. Let's say we eat fish today. So the fish are the toldos of the fish that were created in Sheish Yismei Bereishis. So the Chazal have a tradition, Rashi on Parshas Bereishis quotes this, the Chazal have a tradition, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, B'mayim HaPiv, he created a fish that he calls a Levyosin. Okay. So he took that original Levyosin, after the Levyosin gave birth to other vladas. So the Baruch Shalom took the original Levyosin and he salted it and he put it in the freezer so that Lasi Lavoi as Mashiach Bet Kumen Bet Memachan Asud in you, and the Suda is going to serve the Levyosin for the Tzadikim. So the Chavetz Chaim is the Levyosin from 6,000 years ago, it's stale in the freezer. Get some fresh fish now. Why don't you catch some fish now? Why did the Baruch Shalom have to put in the freezer the Levyosin? He salted it away. He was Malach HaSal Levyosin. That's what Rashi quotes. Well, Chavetz Chaim writes, obviously the Tanoim understood that the original Levyosin that was created in mind by Pim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tastier than any Vlad or Vlad that's going to be in later generations. Same thing the Chazal say, what's going to be served, it's a mashal, but still it does have something behind it. Chazal say, what kind of beverage is going to be served? So it's going to be Yain HaMeshumer. What's the Yain HaMeshumer that's going to be served at the Suda as Mashiach Met Kumin? Yain HaMeshumer Banovov Mishesh Yismei Breishis. When God created grapes on the vine, so he saved those, so the seeds fell down and the other vines grew. So the Ribbono Shel Olam preserved the original grapes that he created by Mayim HaPiv, and he's going to squeeze them out, Lasi Lava, to make wine for the Sudas Mashiach that come. Well, they have to make wine from those grapes. Those are old stale grapes from 6,000 years ago. Take fresh grapes and make delicious wine. It'll probably taste better. No, those grapes are tashimult already. What's the chachmah to use those grapes? So the Chavetz Chaim says, apparently the chachamim understood that that was better than the Chazal have a gemara. He puts together, these are three different midrashim, and he says there are more. The idea appears in more places in Chazal. Then he quotes another source. But the gemara says, on Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Sita v'lashem yishor por, that Adam HaRishon decided, was the first one who brought a carbon. And the Chumash it doesn't say, Chumash it says that Cain and Hevel were the first to brought a carbon, and Noach brought a carbon, and so on. But the Chazal said that Adam HaRishon understood that the proper thing is he should bring a carbon. So what animal did he bring as a carbon? He brought the original, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he wanted animals to be created from the Ofor, so the first cow that came out from the Ofor, which gave birth to other vladas, and the behemoths that we eat today, the behemoths that we slaughter today, are vladas of that original cow. So Adam HaRishon brought the original cow that was created by Mayim HaPiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the one that he brought as a carbon. Why? What's wrong if he would bring another vlad? So, a vlad of that behemoth, or a vlad of that behemoth? So apparently the Chazal understood, no, that's the Mivchan Edrechem. There's a mitzvah to bring the best animal, the Mufchar, as a carbon. So Adam HaRishon understood that the Mufcher is the animal that was created in Mayim HaPiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when it comes to Limud HaTorah, so the Gemara has a discussion. The Psukim in Tehillim says, Tov li Torah Spicho, Me'alfi Zov Echesev. David HaMelech says he appreciates Torah Spicho, the Torah from the mouth of God. So what's the Torah from the mouth of God? So one would think, well, that's the Chumash that God dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. What it says in the Mishnah Berurah, that's not from the mouth of God. Torah Spicha is the original. So the Chazal say no. The Gemara has a discussion in the first Perek in Gittin that the Amoraim were discussing Pilegesh Begiva, what happened. So one Amora gave one pshat, another Amora gave another pshat, and then he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, what's the Rabbanu Shalom doing now? So he says, Baruch HaKodesh, Eliyahu HaNavi says the Rabbanu Shalom is learning the parasha Pilegesh Begiva. So they said, really? So what does the Rabbanu Shalom have to say about Pilegesh Begiva? They should say like this opinion or that opinion. The Gemara says, he says they're both right. The Rabbanu Shalom is saying, oh, but this one says this, and that one says that. And they're both right. They weren't disagreeing with each other. They both said two different aspects, and they're both correct. So the Chofetz Chaim points out, whenever a Talmid Chacham is mechadish something, if it's lamito shel Torah, whenever Talmid Chacham is mechadish something in Torah, even though it's of vladas, we have the original Torah. And then in the days of the Tanoim, they developed a certain idea based on the Pasuk. Then in the days of the Amorim, they developed the din further based on what the Tanoim said. Then in the days of the Rishon, they developed it further. We have many dinim like that. By the time it came to the Shulchan Aruch, it was a vlad of a din that appeared in Chumash. It wasn't the original din. So the Gemara says it's not so. All of these things are mamish Torah Spicha. Everything is a direct Torah Spicha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Leviosin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the Maim HaPiv, is Mufchor, to be preferred over all other fish. And the Yain HaMashuma Banov of Misheshis Mei Breshis, those grapes are Mufchor, those are choice, and the Behemoth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the Maim HaPiv, is choice. So we should not make such a hashvan, think that in Torah, only the original Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter, that's Torah Spicha. No, all of the Torah is Torah Spicha. The Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking in Torah now. He's saying over everything that the Rabbanim are saying in our generation, if it's a Talmud Vasi, if they say something of value. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying all of those things as well. Yes, we believe that the Gilui Shechina and Ma'am Har Sinai was not only for that generation alone. The Gilui Shechina was for all of the future generations as well. I remember when I was a little boy, they had the Eichmann trial on TV. So many people were watching. So I remember the way Gideon Hausner was quoting a psak from the judge in Idaho and relating it to his case, to the Eichmann case. So he didn't know how to pronounce Idaho. So he kept on saying Idaho. He was an Israeli, didn't know English. So the judge had to correct him, Tagid, Idaho. You have to pronounce it, Idaho, it's not pronounced. So I remember at that time I was a little boy, he didn't know how to pronounce Idaho, and he's quoting from what a judge, some shikere judge said in Idaho about a certain case, and he's relating that to his case. In halacha, it's interesting, we don't follow precedent so much. We look in the Gemara, we look in Shulchan Aruch, we look in the Achronim, and then Rav Moshe Feinstein says what he thinks is right. After he looks through everything, he doesn't necessarily have to follow. Not only will he not necessarily follow the judge in Idaho, whom he never heard of, he doesn't know how to pronounce his name, he certainly won't follow him. He won't necessarily follow the Nadi Behuda and that's some cipher either. Atam HaChachem has to pass him what he thinks is correct. So that's what we believe, that there is a continued Gilui Shechina in all the generations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself to the Talmid HaChachamim in every generation. That's exactly what it means. Sod Hashem li'rev v'risa lo'odiyam. The reason why the halacha is binding if the Talmid HaChachem paskins a din is because we assume that they had a Gilui Shechina, not the Mamish Baruch HaKadosh, but they had something like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a Siyata Rishmaya to paskin properly. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin in the first parak where the Gemara records a tradition that the Vav, in the middle of Vayikra, the Vav and the word called Halech Al Gachon, Gimel Ches Vav Nun, is the middle of the letters of the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara raises a question, is it the last letter of the first half of the Sefer Torah, or is it the first letter of the second half of the Sefer Torah? So the Gemara says, they don't know. They already lost the tradition, they don't know. Then the Gemara says, well, let's take the Sefer Torah and we'll count. So the Gemara says, why it doesn't pay to count up the letters of the Sefer Torah? So the Pnei Yeshua has a famous comment on that Gemara. So he says, how did the Gemara know that there was an even number of letters in the Sefer Torah? That they asked the Shaila, they had a suffix, whether the Vav Al Gachon was the end of the first half of the letters of the Sefer Torah, or the first letter in the second half, maybe there's an odd number of letters. So the Vav Al Gachon is mamash right in the middle. Why does the Gemara assume that there's an even number of letters? Maybe there's an odd number of letters. So there's no Chakira. There's a third side. This is the middle letter. So he claims that that's out of the question because he quotes a passage from the Zohar where the Zohar makes a statement that there are Shishin Riba Osios Later. Okay. Then he goes ahead. So the Zohar says that there's an even number of letters in the Sefer Torah. So that's apparently what the Gemara knew. Also, the Talmud assumed there's an even number of letters. So they weren't sure whether the Vav of Gachan is the end of the first half or the beginning of the second half. Then the Bnei Yeshua proceeds to quote from the Sefer Megala Mukas. It's a Sefer Kabbalah, Chassidim, like to look in the Megala Mukas, because he has a lot of Kabbalah there. It was written before the Chassidish movement took off. So the Megala Mukas has an explanation of this Zohar. What is the Zohar driving at? Why should the Zohar have such a tradition that there are Shishim Riba Osias LaTorah? So the Megala Mukas, quoted by the Pnei Yeshua there in Kiddushin, in the first paragraph in Kiddushin, he explains that every Jew has a chelik in the Torah. That's what we daven in the Shemoneh Esrei, the Nusach HaTfilah that was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGedol. On Shabbos and Yontem we say, "Sein Chalkeinu B'Serasecha." What does that mean, "Sein Chalkeinu B'Serasecha"? Every person has a chelik in Torah. Some people have a gigantic chelik, some people have a smaller chelik, some people have a tiny chelik, but every person has a chelik in the Torah. And the Torah, it's in its entirety, the Kedushas HaTorah in its entirety consists of everybody's chelik altogether. When everybody contributes their chelik, some people are lazy, they say, why should I spend time learning any Torah? The Rabbanim are working on everything. It's not the right attitude to have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every Jewish person the ability to have his own or her own unique insight into Torah. And the insight that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you is not necessarily going to be shared by the great Gedolei HaTorah of the generation. You may have some new insight that the others will not have. Each person has his own insight into Torah. The Gemara says, when a person is present, when a person dies, so whoever happens to be there has to rip Kriya. Why? So the Gemara gives a mashal. Mashal, this is to be compared to a person who sees a Sefer Torah that's torn, Sefer Torah that's ripped. Why is the death of a person to be compared to a person, one who sees a Sefer Torah that's torn? In other words, the Gemara seems to be saying that every Jewish person, every Jewish man and woman and child has the ability to come up with some new insights in Torah. That same Chakeinim Sarasecha. Every person has his own insight. Every person has his own chelik in the Torah. So this person died. So from now on, this person will not be able to come up with any more new insights. So that's like Sefer Torah Shenikra. Sefer Torah is being torn. We're going to be missing Limud HaTorah now. And the Kedushas HaTorah consists of all of everybody's insights put together. The Torah B'Shleimusa consists of everybody's insights altogether. It's important. We have to realize this. Not everybody is in the field of learning. There's nothing wrong with that. People should go into the field that they're cut out for. But every person has to learn Torah to the best of their ability to come up with the insights that they were expected, the Min HaShamayim, to come up with. Those insights that are miyuchad for them. That's exactly what we daven all the time. V'sein Chalkeinu B'Serasecha. The Veltfek Takasha, if there are Shishim Ribo Osios LaTorah, they're exactly Shishim Ribo corresponding to the Jewish, to the population of the Jewish people. In the Chumash, the original Yitzias, the original Jewish people at the time of Mamre HaSinai, had Shishim Ribo population. But there were many Gerim as well. There was Erev Rav. So what's with the Gerim? Gerim don't have their own share in the Torah. So they quote from one of the famous Chassidish Rebbes that the Rebbe Shlom put in Tagim on all of the letters. So the Shishim Ribo Osios correspond to the chelik that each and every individual Jew has. And the Tagim correspond to the share that the Gerim have. And then this Rebbe added on that the Gemara says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, so he had completed writing the whole text of the Chumash, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, give me the Torah. Baruch Shalom says, no, he has to put on some Chachkalach. So he starts putting on the Tagim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's good the way it is. What are you writing the Tagim? So Baruch Shalom says, no, because it's going to be a tzaddik, a big Talmid Chacham by the name of Rabbi Akiva, who's going to come after many generations. He's going to darshan halachas from the Tagim. Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Gerim, the Gemara tells us. So that's what this Chassidish Rebbe says. Why is it that Rabbi Akiva darshan the Tagim? Because the Oisius in the Sefer Torah that represents the chelik that each and every member of Klal Yisrael, the Shishim Riba people have. And the Tagim represent the chelik that the Gerim have. So Rabbi Akiva's chelik was in the Tagim. It's interesting, we don't paskin like, we always paskin like Rebbe Kiva, we don't paskin like any of the drushas that are based on the Tagim. Gemara never quotes one drusha based on the Tagim. But the Rabban Shalom put in the Tagim because that's one valid approach to the Limud HaTorah. We haven't accepted that approach, not even mentioned, the Gemara doesn't even quote one drusha based on the Tagim. But that is one approach. So this Chassidish Rebbe commented that perhaps this is the remez in the pasuk that reads, in the Teichecha Hagera Shebekirbacha Yala Alecha Maila Moila Vata Terid Mata Mata. The Pashim Shas and the Pasim means something totally different. Means that the Jewish people will not be successful in life, and the non-Jews will be successful in Eretz Yisrael. The Jews will, all of their businesses will fail, and the non-Jews will live, the Arabs, the Palestinians who live in Eretz Yisrael, they'll be successful. That's a punishment. So this Chassidish Rebbe suggests that perhaps also included in this pasuk is a remez, that the Gerim have their chelik in the Tagim, which are on top of the letters, and the Jewish people, mata mata, we have the chelik in the Eretz Yisrael. But this is important to keep in mind, that the Maimon HaSinai in the deeper peep of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't only to the Dor HaMidbar, to the people who were present on that occasion, who were present at Maimon HaSinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to all of us. When it says Atah, it refers to each and every one of us. Bincha Litecha refers to the children who are before Bar Mitzvah. Once the child is Bar Mitzvah, even if he's born 3,000 years after Maimon HaSinai, he's included in Atah. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to all of us, that's why each person, we assume each man and woman and child of the Jewish people, has the ability to have develop their own insights, valid insights, into Musar of the Torah, into Halachas of the Torah. And this is all based on the assumption that Rabbi Lakim is Kol HaDorim Ha'ele, Kol is Marba, everything from the future generations. That if a person is a Yirei Shamayim, and he has this Havtoch of Seir Hashem Yireyov, the chidushim that we develop in our generation will also be considered Maimer Piv. It's also going to be Torah Spicha. It's not only the original Torah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. Even the insights that are developed in later generations are also on the same level as Torah Spicha. I want to wish everybody a good and Shavuos. Everybody should keep this in mind. Everyone has the ability to develop additional insights.